What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Sally, welcome back to the studio. This has been 3 weeks in a row we've spoken to you. This is great.
Good morning, Mike. Yes, it's fantastic. It's lovely to be here again.
Thanks for coming in last week for our radiothon. We are now 100% funded.
How exciting is that?
It is exciting.
It was such a privilege to be part of that. So I really appreciated being invited in.
So good. Now, aging gratefully, we often mention it, but can we just go back a little bit? Can you just unpack what actually that actually means? Because that's the name, aging gratefully.
Tell us a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's about being grateful for getting older. And actually, I've got a beautiful story that depicts it so well. I have this gorgeous friend who's in her 80s, and she's so engaged in life. She plays the viola in a quartet, and she plays French Scrabble so that she doesn't lose the fact that she can speak a second language. She doesn't forget.
French Scrabble?
Yes, she does. And she also teaches Uno, I think it is, to her friends. So she's really engaged, and don't think she doesn't, you know, she has her own health challenges. She has a heart condition that she has to monitor. She's widowed. So, you know, but she's really engaged in life. And this one particular day, we had been out. I just love spending time with her. And we'd got home, and I was just walking her to the front door, and a couple of her neighbors popped over to say hello, and they were of the same generation, and she asked how they were, and they sort of began a litany of their ailments, and one of them finished with saying, really, it's just who wants to grow old? There's no joy in it. And my beautiful 80-year-old friend chuckled, and she said, well, it's better than the alternative. And that, in a nutshell, is aging gratefully, because it is really the attitude that we bring to our growing older. Yeah. It's not even so much about whether your cup is half full or half empty. It's about the fact that you have the cup at all.
Yeah,
you know, our life is the cup, and it is a gift, and it is the attitude that we actually bring to life's journey and the whole getting older thing that will dictate how we grow older.
Mm,
and we can unpack that a little bit more.
She's 80 and got a few health issues, obviously, but apart from that, doing really well.
Yes, absolutely.
And she is so grateful.
It is the attitude she brings to living, you know, and that's what it is. It's the attitude that we actually bring to our life that can really help us through, you know, all the ups and downs, because life is made up of cycles and different seasons, and you know, they vary, and some of them are easier to travel than others. And I think there's also the fact that if we recognize this, we can recognize it for each other.
Yeah.
So when we're in a season that's more smooth, and we have a friend who's in a choppy season, you know, we can stand alongside and recognize that everything runs in this cycle. It's really so much about the attitude, and being grateful really, really helps support that attitude.
Fascinated about the Scrabble.
I know.
That's just stuck in my mind. And she teaches, did you say she teaches Uno?
Uno.
Yeah.
Yes.
She teaches it.
Yes, she does.
There you go. So Uno's not luck.
No.
There's a
there you go.
Strategy,
there
right?
There you go.
Strategy game, but yeah, okay. And Scrabble is very much a strategic game as well. Fascinating.
She's a clever lady.
She must be.
Yeah.
Sally, hang about. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. Our cold chisel takes us back to 1982 there forever now. You are on 98.5. Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully is with me in the studio. Love that story of your friend who's 80. What a great attitude that she has. Do you think that can become contagious?
Oh, definitely.
Like, can you see that, like, as she meets other people that might be the complete opposite in attitude, can you see that it rubs off?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, she's so enthusiastic and engaged that her friendships cross generations. And that's really important because... you know, if we only stick with one generation, not only does it, you know, sort of narrow us in our friendships, but we miss out on so much. You know, for younger generations who really enjoy my friend's company, you know, she's got so much wisdom and joie de vivre to share, and I see the younger generations really, really enjoying that. And part of aging gratefully is all about intergenerational friendships. I think they're so valuable. You know, there's so much that we can learn from each other within generations. Both, and it's not just giving wisdom down to younger generations, but they have so much to share with older generations as well. And it's a two-way. It's definitely a two-way street. Yeah. And I think part of my message with aging gratefully is that as we get older, we almost have a responsibility to set the example for younger generations so that they look forward to getting older themselves and they see their lives as that whole end-to-end journey. Because they, without even maybe realizing it, they look to the older generations to see how they're going. And if we're all, you know, whinging and carrying on, well, then it's not much for them to look forward to,
is
there?
It's not very inspiring, is it? I don't want to hang around you. You're just too negative.
Exactly. Whereas if we accept our age, and acceptance is a really big part of it, because really at the end of the day, we're the age that we are. And there will always be people who are older or younger than us. That is just the nature of how it is. So once we actually learn to accept the age that we are, we actually start living more fully. Now, accepting the age that we are means accepting everything that has happened behind that we've brought with us, and some of that is easier to accept than others. You know, obviously all the stuff that goes well and where we can actually see, you know, the point of something happening because we see the lesson in it, all of those things are easier to accept. Sometimes it's more challenging to accept something that you really can't understand why that would happen. And I think it's important for us to always remember that we have at least 1% responsibility in everything, because God did give us free will. And even though we know that God is in control, and it is of great comfort to know that whatever happens, and if we feel like we've stuffed up somewhere, we know that God can bring it around. We still have, we have been given the gift of decision making and free will. So for all the things that have happened up until now, we have to at least take 1% responsibility of it. But that's also can be quite liberating, because we no longer become a victim then, because once we actually take a little bit of responsibility, then it takes away that whole feeling of being a victim.
Embracing change both ways. I like the way how you describe that. Is that also a little bit of respect in there as well, obviously? Like, you're embracing the age that you are, both younger and older, wherever you sit, but also a little bit of respect?
Definitely.
Sort of weaves its way through that?
Absolutely. I think respect is very strong in there, because it is foundational to actually being able to be grateful. And also the respect is foundational in the way we look at anything, any age, anything that's happened, and we look at each other. And it's very foundational to how we treat one another. Respect is extremely important.
Love it, Sally. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. On 98.5, Sally Hewitt is with me from Aging Gratefully. Now, you woke up this morning with some inspiration, Sally.
I did.
You're going to share with us before we finish today.
I do, because I just feel that this This is something for listeners to really take away. So I woke up, and this refrain from something that we sing in church has just been playing in my head, and I just want to. The lyrics are, because I'm sure many of your listeners will know this. It says, "And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God." And what that actually said to me this morning is that when we look back on our lives and we look at where we are in life now and everything that has happened, I know for myself, if I look at all the poor decisions that I have made, what I would consider my mistakes and failures, as well as all the joy and beauty that is in my life, I can, when I really stop and think about it, I can see God in all of it. And when I was here last week and we were, you know, doing the radiothon, and I was speaking about how finding the grace in the gratitude is where I found the hope. And when you look at everything in your life and you really see where God has been, and you'll find where God is by taking your grateful heart to it. Now, it doesn't mean that you're grateful for something that has happened, but when you actually look at it with an open, grateful heart, you will see where God is in the midst of it. And that's where the grace is, and that's where the hope is. And if God is so faithful through all of that, you bring that into this present day now. Why would he suddenly change when he's been with us all those years, through all those, you know, poor choices and trip ups, and as well as, you know, all those joyous moments? Why would he not be here right now? So what I would really encourage listeners to do is to really stop and think about that. And if there's something that is particularly troubling for them that has happened, to really look at it with an open, grateful heart and see where God is in it. Because the grace is there with the gratitude, and that is where the hope is. And that affects the way we live today. And it doesn't matter what age you are for that.
Regardless.
Exactly right.
It's a choice.
It is a choice. Everything in life is a choice. God gave us that free will and our choices. And being grateful is actually an action. It only becomes a feeling once we actually decide to be grateful. Mm. So we do the action of being grateful, and we decide to be grateful, and then the feelings will come. And the more we practice it, the more it will start to become the default. And honestly, even as I was reading those lyrics, it just brings emotion in me, the fact that God is so good and faithful, you know, and we're just so blessed.
Yeah, so good. Sally, we really appreciate you coming in, and
I'd
never thought of it
me.
Like that, about it's action.
It is.
So if
it
you're
is.
Listening
it's a
this,
choice.
This morning, you could actually take some action today.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's empowering to know that you can take an action.
Absolutely.
And to take no action is also a choice. So you can choose to do nothing, or you can choose to do something. Mm. But whatever it is, it's a choice. Because if you know, it's a default choice, sometimes you think, oh, it's all too hard.
Yeah.
But that in itself is also a choice. So it's always
right.
choices. And that's quite empowering.
It is. Sally, we are out of time, but we really appreciate you coming in
Thank
once
you
again.
For having
and
me, Mike.
Let's catch up in a couple of weeks.
Great. Look forward to
My
it.
My guest
you.
In the studio this morning has been Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully. Another great conversation this morning.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.